If you don't know the music of Max Martin, it's likely because either you pay no attention to pop music or your 50th birthday is way in your rearview mirror. A Swedish music producer, he's also listed as the co-author of songs by the Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears, Pink, Usher, Katy Perry, Christina Aguilera, Taylor Swift, and so on. It's a millennial's heaven, or hell. And it's no wonder that someone would create a jukebox musical out of his songbook. Think a new generation's ABBA, with a bigger footprint. Thus we have the musical And Juliet, still running on Broadway after over 1,000 performances, with a national touring company now at Broadway SF's Orpheum Theater through July 27th. This time the story is original, written by David West Reed, a playwright best known for being part of the Schitt's Creek writer's room. The show opens with the tragic ending of Romeo and Juliet. Enter Shakespeare and his wife, Anne. She suggests a rewrite in which Juliet doesn't die. In a few moments, their argument will upend the story as their competing ideas play out on stage, and hey, maybe Juliet can speak her own mind. And maybe 15th century Paris has an Eiffel Tower. These stories flow together, consistency flies away, and fourth, fifth, and sixth walls are broken. It's meta on steroids, but it works, and it's funny, and it's very entertaining, even if you don't like the songs. So why is And Juliet a success? The answer lies in the fact that in musicals, the script makes the play. And then add the razzle-dazzle of state-of-the-art techno effects and a performing cast as good as any you'll see on Broadway, where most of them are from. In particular, Rachel Simon Webb as Juliet, Corey Mack as Shakespeare, Teal Weeks as Anne, and the remarkably voiced Paul Jordan Jansen as the father of Juliet's French suitor. And Juliet is also notable for having a non-binary character, and focusing on the rights of women in that society, and subtextually, in ours. Juliet is a widow at 14, and would have had to spend the rest of her life in a nunnery. It's no wonder she offed herself. It's easy to quibble about the show. The arrangements make each unique song sound like every other song. The choreography tends toward aerobics. The show sometimes loses focus, and it all feels so corporate. And yet, it's a lot of fun, and clearly one of the best and brightest jukebox musicals you're likely to witness. The national tour of And Juliet plays at Broadway SF's Orpheum Theater through July 27th. For more information, you can go to BroadwaySF.com. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.